This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Any parent of young kids, or even older ones for that matter, struggles with the question of how much screen time kids should be exposed to in a given day or week. Experts say it should be limited, but what's the definition of limited? And how realistic is it in a 21st century life populated by screens on every device from phones to tablets and computers? That's even before we get to televisions. Well, Lisa Guernsey is author of Screen Time, How Electronic Media from Baby Videos to Educational Software Affects Your Young Children. And she'll be speaking about these issues at UVM this week. She's also director of the Early Education Initiative at the New America Foundation. And Lisa Guernsey joins us now on the line. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics says that kids under 2 years old should have no screen time at all. And for those over two, it should be 1 to 2 hours at most. Based on your research, do most parents stick to that?
No, afraid not. I started this work as a parent with a baby and a toddler, did a lot of interviews with families as well as educators around the country. And no, that's not what is the norm out there. Now, it is the case that educated parents, those who have a bachelor's degree or higher, are more likely to say they know about the recommendation and they feel kind of guilty, but they're not able to on a daily basis be 100% adherent to that policy. And I think that just speaks to the point that you made at the very beginning of the show here. This technology is all around us now, and it's part of families' lives now. So we need to find new ways of working with it.
Any parent will say there are times you just get sort of overwhelmed with everything that you need to do in a day, and there's a pacifying effect. Have you found that that's part of what screen time does for kids, is pacify them in some ways?
Well, yes and no, actually. I mean, one of the things that I found is that it's not just about the amount of time one is kind of looking at something, but it's about what children are seeing, how they're interacting. I summarize this in the book by describing the three C's. Look at the content, the context, how the media is being used. And then the last C is the child. How is your individual child reacting to, getting interested in what they're seeing?
Lisa, you touched on this a little bit in your first answer when you mentioned that more educated parents say that they realize the problem, they feel a little guilty about it. Has your research delved into how screen time is doled out between income brackets?
Northwestern University has been looking at this question for quite a while using some data collected from surveys that were done by the Kaiser Family Foundation and Common Sense Media. And there are families who really want to make sure their children have access to media. And often those are families that are at the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum. And it's because they see how much it matters in our everyday lives and for the prospects of career trajectories to be able to be facile with technology. And they want to make sure their children have those opportunities and have that information. And then there are families that are kind of already awash in technology, and maybe they're at the higher end of the socioeconomic spectrum, and they're worried because they themselves as parents are constantly in front of computers and want to make sure that their children have some time for face-to-face interaction.
Let's focus on the negative for a minute. What does the research say about why screen time or too much screen time can be bad for kids?
Well, when I started out on this, there was a lot of research related to attention deficit problems that might come from spending too much time watching TV, for example. What we found since then is that the content really matters. If the children have had an experience with more educational content in their younger years, you don't see the same connection to problems with attention later.
The thing that I worry about personally, and I'm probably not alone in this, and this is not just a concern about kids having too much screen time, this is my concern in general, is that things like Twitter, television, YouTube, quick hit things that you can see that are so easy to watch and so mesmerizing are going to replace reading, traditional, you know, sitting down with a book and having an hour or two to really get absorbed in a great narrative. Is there a way to integrate reading with screen time and not lose that love of reading that's so important?
Oh, this is such a key question. I'm really glad you asked it. It's the next line of research that I'm doing here at New America. We've launched a 2-year project to look at how one learns to read in the age of technology. And we have seen in some surveys that parents are reporting that they're spending less time reading with their children each day. On the other hand, we're seeing some really interesting examples coming out of early childhood programs where they're using video vignettes or texting with parents to inspire and re-empower parents to find fun books to read and sit down and experience with their children. It's an interesting twist. It's where the technology aimed at parents is helping to allow their children learn the language and early literacy skills they need to be strong readers.
Given that this technology is here to stay, we know that there's no sense fighting it. Are you optimistic about the future?
Yes and no. I'm optimistic if we can recognize we are in an incredibly important moment right now. I feel like we're on a precipice, honestly, where we can get scared of the technology and keep either trying to push it over to the side or trying to block it out of view. And that, from what we've learned from the world and the history of TV, that doesn't work. So the more that we can recognize how much we can be the ones in charge of what our children experience, that kind of empowerment is what will enable more and more children to be strong readers and strong thinkers in the future.
Lisa Guernsey is the author of Screen Time, How Electronic Media from Baby Videos to Educational Software Affects Your Young Child. She'll be speaking Thursday night at the UVM Davis Center as part of an event by the Vermont Humanities Council and the Vermont Association for the Education of Young Children. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it was great. Thanks so much, Mitch.